Dictation for Beverly, Det Wheeler, D as in David, E-T-W-I-L-E-R. September 1752. Addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, for 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Mrs. Det Wheeler, Beverly, with progressive renal failure, microscopic hematuria with negative work cup by Dr. Liu. Comes accompanied with daughter, last visit in February. Some arthritis of the hands, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Has gained few pounds from 119 to 124. Able to eat without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or bowel changes. No gross hematuria or infection. No change of urinary volume. Denies incontinence. Presently no edema, claudication symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Remote history of stroke. Follows neurology, Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K, has a left-sided hemianopia, is stable over time, no history of atrial fibrillation. She, however, is on anticoagulation with Eliquis all these years. There has been no recurrence of a stroke. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight for blood pressure, labetalol, losartan. Is off diabetes medications. Used to take metformin, discontinue. Today, blood pressure is running high, 160/296. She says to be anxious from being here. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home. There is no respiratory distress. Speech is normal. Respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal flank discomfort, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry shows creatinine progressively rising, 2021 1, 2022 1.1, early this year 1.2, and presently 1.34. There is normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. No gross anemia, hemoglobin 13.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. The urine consistently shows blood 2 plus negative for protein cells. Prior kidney ultrasound, CT scan, urogram, and cystoscopy do not show a source of bleeding. There was an incidental right kidney lower pole 4 millimeters calculus, which is not causing any of these abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently off diabetes treatment. I don't have the recent A1C. She does have hypertension in the office, poorly controlled. This needs to be checked at home, as might require adjustment of medications. She's on maximal dose of losartan, presently 100 milligrams, as well as labetalol. We could add a diuretic. We could increase labetalol too. My concern, however, given the presence of hematuria, which appears increase over the last couple of years, and negative urological workup, if she has primary glomerulopathy, we will do appropriate serological testing like complements, antinuclear antibodies, and others. However, they need to consider potential renal biopsy for what Eliquis will need to be stopped a few days before and after. She's being neurologically stable without any arrhythmia or pulmonary embolism, DVT. This should be no problem. They are going to discuss among themselves. We'll see what the serology shows. Blood pressure needs to be controlled better before a biopsy is done. And we will arrange this by interventional radiologists. We will keep you posted. End of dictation.